91X News.
It's 22 degrees and partly cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Casey Horn. Famed comedian Tom Green will be headlining Picton's Comedy Fest at the Regent Theatre tonight. QNET News reporter Jacob Story has more.
QNET News had an opportunity to talk with comedian Tom Green recently. Ahead of his show in Picton, he spoke about the evolution of his comedy over the years.
I was a skateboarder, so I was very inspired by the culture of skateboarding and the sort of aggressive, in-your-face, punk rock attitude of skateboarding magazines like Thrasher magazine and skateboarding videos like the Palo Peralta videos, Future Primitive, barging down streets on skateboards and getting reactions from pedestrians. And then I combined that with the absurdity of a Monty Python and the sarcasm of David Letterman. And now I talk a lot about many, many subjects. I talk a lot about relationships. I talk about politics. I talk about all sorts of absurd and ridiculous things that stand out and annoy me, frankly. I mean, I like to talk about things that affect my life and try to make light of them so that perhaps we can make them more funny for myself and for other people.
You can see Tom Green live tonight at the Regent Theater.
There's a laundry list of rules when it comes to owning a locker at Loyalist College, but who is really reading them? The college's athletics department hopes students read them now because a new policy they put into effect last week states you have to register the locker you pick instead of just taking it like in years past. According to Loyalist Athletic Coordinator Jim Buck, this policy was put in place to make monitoring lockers easier. Buck says it's especially important for those needing to retrieve valuable items if they have locked themselves out.
From a security standpoint, now the only way to get a lock cut is to have it registered, then we have access to that. So if you come and say, you know, my name's Sally Smith and my locker's out, I can go on the portal and find out whether in fact that's true.
Buck adds that the policy will start right from the very beginning of next school year to avoid further confusion for new and returning students. The buzz around the newly acquired AHL team has the town of Belleville excited. But is the city ready for such a huge team? QNET News reporter Andrew Harper has more.
It's no secret that the Belleville Senators is bringing a lot of excitement to the town. The prospect to bring hockey back with the downtown in the process of being revamped, the future is looking bright for the friendly city. But is the downtown going to be ready when the Sens hit the ice? Belleville Councillor Edgar Kimboyce is optimistic.
Downtown, like phase two that we're currently on, will be ready. We've already opened up Front Street and Campbell Street, and right now we're working on basically the part three of the phase two with the final sequence, which is Victoria Street, and doing the sidewalk areas, putting in the paving stones, etc. But we're on time and on budget on phase two, and we're expecting it to be complete this fall.
Councillor Boyce also mentions that many businesses have proposed setting up shop downtown in the past week.
We had three applicants at that meeting, which is we've never had at one meeting, you know, three applicants show up to inquire about getting this. So it's really, really good news. And so we're very happy in Belleville that people are noticing from outside the community.
The Belleville Senators are supposed to make their debut in early winter 2017. Downtown could be completed as early as the end of fall this year. Andrew Harper, QNET News, Belleville.
The Ontario Provincial Police have begun their fall seatbelt campaign, which runs today through October 7th. According to the OPP's website, so far this year, 40 people have died during crashes in which they didn't wear their seatbelts. The fine for any person under 16 not wearing one can be steep, and it applies to the driver. And it's anywhere from $200 to $1,000 and 2 demerit points off their license. Ontario is scrapping plans for green energy contracts. They say the province already has a strong supply of electricity and won't need the extra power they had planned to purchase. Ontario's Liberal government says that the move will save money for the province and for consumers. Energy Minister Glenn Thibeault says the government's investments in the electricity system over the past decade mean Ontario has a strong supply of clean power. The Canadian Wind Energy Association says it's shocked and extremely disappointed by the province's decision to cancel the contracts. Ontario Provincial Police say a wandering emu has been returned to its owner. The emu was reported to police Tuesday morning by concerned citizens who say they saw the large flightless bird on near roads in the Kilworth, Ontario area and west of London. Officers were able to contain the animal and were contacted by its owner early Tuesday afternoon. And protests broke out last night after a black man in El Cajon, California, was shot and killed by police yesterday afternoon. In a press conference last night, police stated they responded to reports of a man acting erratically. When they approached him, police say they ordered him to remove his hands from his pockets. They say the man pulled something out and pointed it at an officer, who then shot him. He died in hospital hours later. Police reported the man did not have a weapon. One of the man's friends was at the scene of the protest and said that the man was mentally challenged and may not have understood the orders officers were giving him.
They just advanced on him and asked him to take his hands out of his pockets. Mind you, the young man is mentally challenged, so I highly doubt he understood what was going on.
The man's name has not yet been released. That's QNET News on 91X to 12:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Red Ball Radio has the gear you need. Everything from turntables and headphones to amplifiers and Bluetooth speakers. They have it and at a great price. Is your car radio pooch?
Aww.
No problem. Red Ball has a great selection of car audio from Pioneer and Alpine and the best installation in town.
Yay! Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden since 1983 at 6 North Front Street in Belleville. Just like them on Facebook and check them out at redballradio.com.
In local sports action, the Wellington Dukes won their fifth game in a row versus the Orangeville Flyers last night. Wellington won by a score of 5-3. The Trenton Golden Hawks also won last night's game versus the North York Rangers by a score of 5-1. The Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team is in action tonight against the St. Lawrence Vikings. Game time is 6 p.m. at Loyalist. The team is also looking to bounce back from a tough 12-0 loss versus the Algonquin Thunder on Saturday. Aaron Sanchez threw six solid innings, and Josh Donaldson had a two-run homer to help lead the Blue Jays to a 5-1 victory over the Baltimore Orioles last night in a matchup between the two American League wildcard holders. Toronto is now two games up on Baltimore for the top wildcard spot. Blue Jays manager John Gibbons says if the Jays and Orioles meet in the wild card game, he'll give Sanchez every consideration to start.
Bottom line, we got to get there first. You know, we're talking about all this and that. Yeah, we control our own destiny, but let's get there first. You know, and we got a few guys that could pitch that game, and you'd feel very, very good.
The Jays are back in action again tonight versus Baltimore. While elsewhere in the American League, Boston is back in New York taking on the Yankees. Detroit takes on the Cleveland Indians. And Seattle faces Houston this afternoon. Canada opened their World Cup of Hockey final with a 3-1 win over Team Europe last night. Carey Price made 32 saves, and the top line of Sidney Crosby, Brad Marchand, and Patrice Bergeron combined for 2 goals and 4 assists as Canada edged Europe. But still, Canada forward Steven Stamkos says there is plenty of room for improvement.
Well, it wasn't our best. I think we realize that at this time of the tournament, a win's a win, so that's a good thing. But I thought the third period we played better with some purpose and some determination in our style of game, so hopefully we can build on that. But we realized the first two weren't the way we wanted to come out and play.
Game two between the teams is Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. The Calgary Stampeders were back at practice yesterday after the shooting death of Mylon Hicks on the weekend. Head coach Dave Dickinson says the team will be meeting with Hicks' parents later this week. Stamps defensive back Jamar Wall, who was at the nightclub with Hicks when he was shot, says he will wear his teammate's number 31 for the rest of the season. The Stampeders' next game is Saturday in Hamilton. Send us your team or league scores at email at qnetnewsdesk.gmail.com. And in weather, the forecast for Belleville: a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23, mainly cloudy this evening with a low of 14. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high of 19. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers. And possible bad news for those going to Quinnycraft Oktoberfest on Saturday, as forecasts are calling for a 40% chance of showers and cloudy. At 12:10 p.m., it's 22 degrees at QNET News. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Casey Horn. News next on 91X at 1 o'clock.